Well, it started around Christmas time. I mean, I've used KU Medical obviously for other things. My kids were born there, and any other times I've needed hospitalization, which thank goodness has not been many. But it was Christmas of 2017, and I had come through Christmas and had realized I put on extra weight that at the time I didn't need, and I finally realized I needed help. I clearly was I wasn't successful on my own, and I you know as we had mentioned before, I'd tried different diets, and I could lose a little bit. And actually, it was Dr. Macenas who says, "Well, it's called the 10% theory." Goes typically what people will do is they can lose relatively quickly or at least consistently 10% of their body weight that they're trying to lose, and then you stall out, which is exactly what had happened to me numerous times. And then I just realized I was not being successful on my own, not where I needed to be. Because I needed to be healthy. And he was I set up an appointment. I went in the first week of January 2018, and I asked for help at the Kegel Center for Healthy Living. And it was the day of my road to salvation, I guess you could say.
And what did you find when you went to the Kegel Center for Healthy Living?
What I found was a staff that was absolutely dedicated to what we were trying to do. They're very purposeful. There was a lot of clinical things we had to take into consideration, but what I found was really will help you. And believe me, that alone was, well, almost spiritual, because I'd never asked for this kind of help in the past, and I didn't know how to. And I think for anybody that was is dealing with, as I told you, I was listed as morbidly obese, and to have that title was like an eye opener. But for anybody who deals with that, there's a sense of shame or embarrassment, and you almost feel afraid to ask. You feel weak. And I decided, listen, I know I'm not weak, but I'm not healthy. And that was what spurred me to go to them and say, I need help. And it was clear that they said, we will help you. And it's not always surgery. It doesn't always necessarily mean surgery. It's everybody's different. And that's another great thing. They know that. They treat you as an individual with individual issues. And they also understand what you're going through with some of that emotional side of being extremely overweight. Because any of us that are extremely over, we know it. It's not like you're giving us a news headline. We know. But what we don't know is, or at least I didn't really know enough about the Kegel Center for Healthy Living. So I researched it. And when I found, then I started reading some success stories and some of the background and the different options of the different types of surgery. And I'm not an expert, so I didn't pretend to know what direction we were going to go. And then I met, actually, I think it was the first time I was there. It might have been the first or the second. I actually met with Dr. Macenas. And first of all, he's a great guy, just as far as a human being. He's a great human being with the ability of a doctor, surgeon. And we talked about the different options, and he asked for some background And then he kind of gave me an idea of what direction we were going to go. And for the first time in a long time, I felt hopeful. I left there feeling good about me and good about the fact that I took this step. And it's, as I've said to a lot of people, that's the one thing is don't be afraid to ask. You know, it's okay. It's okay to ask for help, and the help is there. And these guys were great.
Who, in addition to Dr. Nassanis, did you work with?
Well, I actually come to find out I knew Penny, who's the office manager. She actually is the wife of a friend of mine, and she was great right from the get-go. But then, I'm not great with names, and I apologize for that, but it went through a series. First, I think it was more of a nurse practitioner where they do your vitals, and there's some background information they want. Nutritionist. I had to meet with a nutritionist. I believe there's an on-staff psychologist that, you know, is kind of delving into some of those, emotions and thoughts that you have. Because if there's some sort of emotional trauma that you went through in your life that in one way or another sparked this journey to obesity, those are some issues that need to be dealt with along the way. And it's not like they don't want to just do surgery on anybody. They want to make sure that you're going to be successful. And I guess they could do surgery on anybody, but they want you to be successful. And those people were. I mean, all the statistics, the people in the front office, you know, who were setting up my appointments and stuff, all the things they did to help me in terms of accommodate me at certain times, because we all still have to work. And we worked out all the appointments. Then we put together, we started a plan. And then we also started a food journal. That was something they gave me the first day. They actually have a little book that they give you that gives you some tips and some food you can eat. But it's an important step. It's only part of the step, but it's an important step that you do that, because they want to be able to look at it. And being the fact that they're as qualified as they are, they can start to see patterns, things that are developing, but you got to be truthful to it. And so I was, and for one thing, it was eye-opening to me, because I think once you start to track your food, anybody that overeats, you start to see, wow, I ate that much. So and yet, you know, they didn't judge me. They didn't judge me. That's another thing that was fantastic. I've been through enough judging, as anybody has. And so I want to be helped. And I don't mind being held accountable for my actions, but they never judged me as if, you know, there was anything that I had done wrong. I think a lot of us, there's a lot of anybody who deals with this, there's a lot of guilt, and you have a tendency to be negative towards yourself because you're saying, well, it's my fault, you know, I did it. And you do need to accept some of that, and but they don't judge you. And it ended up being, you know, some great relationships that I developed with a lot of the people there, and relationships that I'll have for the rest of my life, or as long as I'm around here, that's for sure.